Word Radio on Demand.
The Lounge.
With Sincerely Sarita.
Monday through Thursday, 7 p.m. till 10 p.m. Exclusively on Word Radio. 96.1 FM and 900 AM WURD.
Gregory Neesmith, he is back for, you know, a little more in-depth conversation because he recently announced and shared that he is an entrepreneurship mentor and teacher for Bridges to Wealth program. It's here at Philly Public High Schools. So welcome back to the Lounge.
It's good to be back.
Yeah.
And it's good to see you back.
Yes. Look, I was just sharing off air with Gregory that I believe it was Bishop T.D. Jakes that had said, like, it's good to be seen and not be viewed. Like, that's real.
I'm happy to see you.
Right. So I told folks a little bit about you, but why don't you reacquaint yourself with everyone, let them know who you are, what you do, and then let's dive in.
My name is Gregory Neesmith, and I am from Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Lived in New York for a lot of years,
mm-hmm.
and then recently came back to finish something I started a long time ago, which was my college days, and I'm back to get my undergraduate degree. So
nice.
I'll be graduating in May 2020.
Yes.
And a few days ago, I actually realized that not only am I returning to Philly,
mm-hmm.
but I'm staying in Philly.
Oh, you're going to stay?
Yeah.
Nice. How did you arrive at the realization that this is where you need to stay?
Literally, I was coming out of an interview for the Bridges to Wealth program to be an entrepreneur, mentor, and teacher. And I'm back in school, so I'm not making as much money as I used to.
Speaking of money, what's the brokest you ever been?
You might be talking to that person right now. and so I need to find a part-time job.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point in my life, I wanted to find something that was aligned with like what I'm doing and where I'm headed. Yeah. And I'm going, so I can help kids in the public school system around business and finances in the system that I grew up in.
Wow.
Talk about like coming full circle. And they told me after the interview that I got the job. And I remember leaving one of the buildings on Penn's campus because Bridges to Wealth is a nonprofit that's housed over at Penn.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I called my mom. And I'm standing outside the building. And I said, Mom, I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment. And I said, I don't really want to cry because I'm out in public right now, but I'm tearing up. And I said, I realized that I'm back home.
Mm.
And probably for the first time in my life, going from foster care to adoption, then being raised by two wonderful parents who are also like my angels, and going to New York, coming back here, and probably for the first time, both physically and emotionally, I'm finally home.
Wow. I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That is so beautiful. So I want to, first of all, like touch a little more on your story, because what I appreciate, y'all, I try to make sure I get folks' names right before I bring them on the show, right? Because I love for people to get my name right, right? They'll say Sarita, Sarita, and like Sarita, it's Sarita. But initially, when I introduced Gregory, or when I, gave the preview of the lineup, I said Greg Neesmith, right? So I completely messed up his name. But when he came in, he shared, you know, some backstory on why he prefers Gregory, and also gave me the correct pronunciation, reminded me of his last name, Neesmith. But yeah, can you give some backstory on your name and why it's important to you, you know, that you be called Gregory, because that also ties into the story, some of what you just kind of mentioned.
Yeah, so I was originally born in Upland, Pennsylvania, right outside of Philly near the Chester area.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in foster care for a year or two, and then I was eventually adopted. But the name I was given at birth was Gregory.
Gotcha.
And it's also the name of my biological dad.
Oh, okay.
And it's also the name that my parents who adopt me kept.
Mm-hmm.
And after doing some research and stuff online, and you know, you look up like the meanings of names,
yeah.
and it means vigilant and watchful.
Mm.
And so it has both personal history to me, and you know, people like to shorten it because I know it's more endearing, it's more friendly, and people make that assumption. But for me, there's so much that used to trouble me about my journey and my name that now I get to embrace the whole, all of it.
Yeah. You won't call me all of the name, okay? No, and even in learning the meaning of your name, because I've never I looked up the meanings of like my names, my kids' names, all that stuff, but I never knew the meaning of the name Gregory. And then, so to hear and learn the meaning of your name, and then now what you're doing with young people, it's like it lines right up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell folks a little bit about Bridges to Wealth. Yeah, I know you mentioned it's a nonprofit, but like, let us know a little bit more about it.
Yeah, so there's two big pieces to it. Back in 2012, it was created by or co-founded by Dr. Jill Bazelon and Dr. Keith Weigel. Mm-hmm. At the University of Penn. And the whole idea was, we know that there's this growing wealth gap between Black folks and white folks. Yep. If you just look at a simple indicator like household wealth,
yep.
household wealth amongst Black families is in the 10 to 20,000 range, depending on what study you look at. Mm-hmm. And for white households, it's north of 100,000.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to figure out how they could play a role in closing the wealth gap.
Yeah.
And, you know, oftentimes we talk a lot about go to school, get a good education, get a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that. But we also have Maurice call and talk about the unemployment rate.
Right.
We also know that there's people who make good money but may not have any savings or may not have accumulated much wealth. And so the whole idea was, how can we expose both adults in Philly through programs where there's free seminars around budgeting, around investing, around savings, and then they create communities of wealth where you can literally partner with the people you went to class with and invest with them month after month.
Oh, wow.
And you get support with how to open to account, how to make the investments. These are the mutual funds to consider so you can be building wealth over time.
Yeah.
And obviously that has an impact on those people's families.
Right.
And then with the youth, how can we teach them about business and also teach them about investing? Because school is one route, but also creating your own business where you can create jobs and wealth is another one. Learning how to invest at a young age is another way
yep.
that you can go from challenging situations to having things work out potentially a little bit better. And those are the two pillars of the program.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's interesting because I was just watching, I'm catching up on Black-ish, y'all. And so I'm watching Black-ish, and this particular episode is about gap years in college. And they're,
we don't talk about them enough.
We don't.
I wish I knew.
At all. But Junior, who is the eldest son, he decided, he went to college for like 4 days, I think, not even 4 days, and came home. He was like, yeah, no, this is too much. I'm overwhelmed. But, you know, decided that he was going to take a gap year, and then over the course of a couple episodes decided that he wasn't going to go to college. He said it wasn't for him, and he wanted to at least try to strike out on his own. He had started an internship, then went on to actually get some social media gig for Migos. And so his parents were initially like, absolutely not. Black people don't take gap years. We can't afford to take gap years. That's a white people thing, yada, yada, yada. But we've kind of talked about this on the show before, that I'm not necessarily of the belief that going straight to college is the answer, especially when you're not clear on what you intend to get out of that investment.
Especially if that investment starts with a price tag in the tens of thousands right. of dollars, which you're not paying in cash, you're taking out a loan on, and you may not finish, or even if you do, maybe the payback on that investment that you made at 17, which, you know, there's people who are much older than 17 who are making bad investments, so it wouldn't right. surprise me if at 17 I might not make such a good investment right. choice. And to your point about afford, I don't know, I think someone could afford a part-time job and not taking on debt for a year, and then also in some of their free time, volunteering or interning or traveling, that actually is probably more affordable than taking on some initial debt.
Yeah. And that was one thing that he brought up, where he was like, well, either way, it's an investment, right? Like, either way, it's money. If I go and I'm not clear on what I want, that's money that's spent. If I don't go, that's money as well. So, like, which one is the lesser risk?
And I think, and that's one of the reasons why I've been excited about some of the stuff with Bridges to Wealth is yeah. that I don't think it's about something being good or bad. I don't think going to college at 17 or 18 is bad.
Right.
But I think there's an opportunity for us to let people know there's additional options.
There are options. Yeah.
And then you get to pick what's best for you. It shouldn't be go to college or go to the military. Like, there's other options, right?
Yeah.
Or just start working. There's this thing called the gap year. Just to let you know, you got a bunch of options out there.
Yeah.
And let people pick what's best for them, but let's not only give them one or two paths to go down.
Absolutely. And I think for millennials especially, we really were only given those two paths. It was like school or school. That was pretty much it. Go to college. I mean, I remember hearing a little bit about trades, but for the most part, I feel like the bigger message, that the louder message that we got was college.
Well, even today, touch on a little bit of politics. One of the biggest things we talk about is free college. Mm-hmm. There's a whole lot of other ways to spend educational funding for an individual to grow themselves and potentially become a professional. In something. And so I think even today we still have a lot of focus on it. I'd rather just have a pool of money that I get to have to choose how I want to educate myself after high school and then not be limited to this thing called college. But that's my own personal opinion.
Well, listen, we need to toss out as many ideas as we can right now. I'll tell you that much. But loves, listen, if you want to join this conversation that I'm having with Gregory Neesmith, call in 215-634-8065. Again, 215-634-8065. You can also call in toll free 866-361-0900. Again, 866-361-0900. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, let's continue to talk entrepreneurship, mentorship, education, and of course, underdogs. This is Gregory's wheelhouse, y'all, the underdogs. So stay tuned. You're in the lounge on WURD Radio 96.1 FM 900 AM. We'll be back after these messages.
If you want to start your morning with mindfulness, motivation, and inspiration, tune in to Daybreak with me, Halana, here on WURD Radio, Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 a.m. I'm a health and wellness coach with over 15 years' experience helping people to transform their lives. On the show, we talk health and wellness 360, from getting your mind right to getting your money right. So let's rise and shine together right here on WURDRadio.com, 96.1 FM, 900 on your AM dial, on Daybreak every morning.
Source with the Black Women's Leadership Council.
We all go through something.
Of course.
It's not
everybody.
Everybody. And I think if you think you're physical, you go to a doctor, you go to a dentist, you go to all these people, mm-hmm. you have to take time out for yourself and get some mental health.
Mm-hmm. You know what I found out? You know, and you're right, because we don't always know ourselves and mm-hmm. we have to listen, but others can help you. Therapy can help you.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things, you know, because when you start to have medical issues mm-hmm. and you wonder, you know, because some of them are stress related, I realize that I don't sit down and have a quiet meal.
Don't miss The Source with the Black Women's Leadership Council. Wednesdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Word Radio, 96.1 FM and 900 AM WURD. Black Talk Media. Word Radio, 96.1 FM and 900 AM WURD.
At Dietz & Watson, we've spent over 75 years focusing on the details. This can be traced back to our founder, Gottlieb Dietz, who learned how to make Franks and sausages the right way in Germany. Today, each one of our delicious offerings is meticulously crafted using perfected details. Because if it isn't good enough for our family, it isn't good enough for yours. To us, the details make all the difference.
Word TV. We're streaming live video of this conversation right now. Tune in on YouTube at On Word or on Facebook at Forward. Word TV. Black Talk Media. The Lounge with Sincerely Sarita. Sincerely Sarita. Right now on Word Radio.
That's Maxwell with Ascension. You're in the lounge on WURD Radio, 96.1 FM, 900 AM. I'm your host, Sincerely Sarita. It's Monday, top of the week. Y'all know that means we talk money, motivation, and the intentional appreciation of men, okay, a.k.a. Man Crush Monday. Shout out to all the men out there holding it down from, you know, the block to the boardroom. Part of, you know, our tie to money today is the question of the day, which is, you know, what's the brokest you've ever been? The brokest you ever been? I'm talking money. right? What is the brokest? And yes, I said brokest. What's the brokest you have ever been in your life? And how'd you navigate that struggle, right? How'd you get through that? Y'all know I'm all about like sharing our experiences because you never know who is like right there going through that exact same thing and could use some kind of encouragement or direction or whatever it may be. So make sure you call in and chime in. 215-634-8065. Again, 215-634-8065. You can also call in toll free. 866-361-0900. Again, 866-361-0900. Shout out to our Word family tuned in to Word TV over on Facebook. We're live because my guest is in studio, Gregory Neesmith. So we're going to continue our conversation, but I want to shout out all the folks who are tuned in over there. Shout out to Haraya. She said, I remember being so broke in college that I walked to the dorm from work and ate a plate of rice every night. I remember when my children were young, the water got shut off and a family membership at the Y was cheaper than getting my water cut back on. So we went to the Y to take showers every day, and I went out and did housework on the main line until a job at a law firm came through. Shout out to that moment of breakthrough after you've been struggling for a minute and that blessing hit like right on time. Listen, this is enough to if you didn't believe in God, that might be the moment where you're like, you know what? There's got to be something out here because that was just so timely, right? So to those who are in a struggle, and I'm talking to myself right now, but to those who are in a struggle, okay, hold on. Help is on the way. You got to believe it's already done, it's already written. But yeah, jumping back into this conversation.
I'm holding on.
Okay. Help is on the way. You got to believe because otherwise, you know, it'll get too real.
And by the way, you for the millennial show, I love the old soul. You playing Maxwell, The Breaks.
Because, you know, Frosty is somebody's grandpa in another lifetime. No, but Maxwell, yeah, he's good. He's good. All right. So jumping back in, entrepreneurship, mentorship. Yes. Teaching, these are all your wheelhouses, and then some. You're also, you know, a founder, right? You have Underdog. And let folks know, let's take a moment here to pause and kind of jump into that. Let folks know about Underdog. He's got his unforgettable shirt on right now. But yeah, tell us a bit about your brand and how this all came about.
Yeah, so the brand is called Underdog Stuff, and the whole idea is how do we rediscover our special stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And doing that through investing in our well-being and our wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And what that looks like in everyday life is providing opportunities where we create content that helps people raise their awareness about their well-being and their wealth, and then also help them take new actions with working on a crowdfunding platform where we're able to pool money together to invest in real estate. And also we have some clothing because it's always good to be able to express ourselves
right.
with some words of affirmation and just how we feeling out here as underdogs. Yeah. Unforgettable, unbelievable, unbreakable, unapologetic, all that stuff.
All that. I need your shirt for every single one of them, okay?
Yeah. Yes.
So when you look at the work that you're doing with Underdog Stuff, with Bridges to Wealth, what is that like for you to be walking in your purpose in these two different, slightly different areas, but still like getting it done? And also while being an undergrad.
Man, I got business statistics homework due tomorrow.
Take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath. It is, I'm at peace.
Hmm.
And I'm at home.
Yeah.
And so the cool thing is, I always joke with people, especially when you're talking about wealth and money, I'm like, don't listen to me.
Mm.
I'm not a CPA. I'm not a financial advisor and that stuff. But I'm committed to going on the journey
mm-hmm.
together with other underdogs out there.
Yeah.
And so the connection is Bridges of Wealth has youth underdogs, right?
Mm.
They're in high school.
Yeah.
And they get to access what's it like to start a business and have some financial freedom and find their way back home, so to speak. And then the adult portion is about it's never too late.
Mm.
And I know what it's like to never be too late because I'm back in school.
Yeah.
And I finally realized that it wasn't too late to come back years later.
Yeah.
And so for me, it even when it feels overwhelming, I'm grateful.
Yeah.
Like I'm blessed, right? I get to wake up every day and someone pays me, not a lot, but to go into Philly Public High Schools and
yeah.
do something with the youth that I once was in that same place.
Yeah.
I was in Parkway, but to go into Paul Robeson, to go into Dobbins, to go into Bartram, like that's,
yeah,
it's all going to work out.
Yeah, that's the faith. That's the unshakable faith.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to folks who are either considering or preparing to return to school, especially higher education, now that you're in it and on your way to graduating?
I would say tell a lot of people you're going back.
get the support, get the tribe ready.
Get as many accountability buddies and people, because there'll be mornings you're in class and you're like, what the am I doing here? These young kids, and
yeah,
why am I doing this spreadsheet? And I don't even think that's going to help me in the real world. All the things start coming up. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I belonged here before, and I do I even belong here now? So tell everybody you know that you're doing it, because people love to support people.
Yeah,
they love to see a good comeback, and they love to see people finishing something they started if it means something to them.
Yeah.
The other thing I would say is get on the ground support. I had an ego when I was a young fella.
A young fella.
When things weren't going well and I wasn't doing well in school, I didn't reach out for help.
Mm.
And I think we've all heard that saying. Sometimes they say the A students get the tutors.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan was one of the best basketball players ever in the world. Mm-hmm. And every summer he got extra coaching and strength coach and shooting coaches. I'm like, he's already great, but he got support. So when I returned, I have a tutor for every class I'm in.
Nice.
I went to their learning center to learn some tips on how to learn, how to schedule my time.
Study tips and all that.
Yeah. So one of the things that's been awesome about going back to school is that I've learned something I didn't think I would, which is it's something cool about learning things you think you already know how to do.
Hmm.
I've been a student before, right? Don't I know how to be a student?
Yeah.
But it's kind of cool to actually go find out, oh, it's better to study when the sun's up. I should spend at least an hour studying for every 30 minutes I'm in class, mm-hmm, to kind of know whether I'm at least putting in the average amount of effort needed to do somewhat well in class. Yeah. I've been in business, but I applied to be in Warden's incubator program.
Mm-hmm.
To learn how to be a better entrepreneur and better business person.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, tell everybody you know, mm-hmm, so you can feel that love and extra energy. Get support on the ground, tangible tutors. Go meet with your professor, things that I didn't do back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And be willing to fight through some of the doubt,
mm-hmm,
and the hater in your head that's going to come up.
Yep.
And keep a routine, too.
Mm.
It helps.
Yeah. It's interesting when I'm you know, conversing with my students, that's one of the things I stress the most, is building relationships with their with the adults that are around them every day at the school. I'm like, listen, did you talk to the director of student life? Did you talk to so-and-so? Did you talk, like, build those relationships so that when challenges arise, you're not alone, and you can go to, you know, whomever and say, look, I need a tutor, I need these services, or do you know where I can get information? Like, having that access is so important, and knowing that, you know, for the majority of them, they're between the ages of 16 and 21, and quite a few of them have aspirations of attending college. You need to learn that now. Like, learn how to build your support system and, you know, build those relationships now. So with Bridges to Wealth, has that started? Where's that status at?
Yeah, so literally I met some of the students who are in the youth incubator program, where they've been learning about how to start a business, mm-hmm, and several of them have business ideas.
Nice.
And I get to meet with the team that I'm going to be assigned to, which is three young ladies who saw a gap in the social media at Robeson High School, that maybe the adults could have used some help with how to handle technology and social media.
Mm.
And so they became the social media group for Robeson High School.
Wow.
And then their goal is obviously to leverage that experience and potentially be able to do that for other organizations,
yeah,
or schools in Philadelphia, or maybe even other businesses.
Wow.
And there's a group of teens who are starting something called Teen Connect, mm-hmm. where they're trying to create decent paying jobs for high school students and teenagers in Philly and try to connect them with companies. And they're trying to figure out what that model looks like. And I know that kind of relates to the guest you have coming on who's doing that for adults.
Yeah.
And so I'm in that phase. And then also I'm going to be doing some financial literacy teaching on Fridays at Robinson, which starts in a couple of weeks. And also, just because of my own experience, mm-hmm. I'll float around to some of the other teams and help out with just some of the emotions of being an entrepreneur. Ooh. And then also some of the technical stuff. And there may be some media stuff coming up where there may be an opportunity to do some podcasting and radio to help spread the message of building wealth, both from an underdog perspective and from a business to wealth perspective.
Yeah, well, I like your voice, so you sound great on podcasting.
Thank you.
No, but just hearing like the work that you're doing, it's so necessary, it's so needed. And it's funny, I really wish people would dig in a little deeper regarding the emotions of entrepreneurship that come with entrepreneurship, because that is the biggest battle to me.
You've heard the term, right? Most businesses fail. Mm-hmm. So one of the things is really on my mind as I start to work more with the students is also helping them learn how to handle disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
Also the opportunity to learn how to handle being wrong.
Mm.
And that it's okay. Actually, it comes with being in business.
Yeah.
You're going to be wrong. YouTube, for example, do you know their first tagline was tune in and hook up?
No.
They were their big idea was people could post videos for online dating so that it could be more visual and you can express yourself.
Mm.
And I don't know if anyone listening's ever used online dating stuff before, but how many of them have videos where like you can talk and leave your profile? None, right?
Not that I know. I mean, I haven't used one.
But none that we...
Besides, folks sliding in your DM. But
they're not using videos most of the time, right? They use the word. So they realized that they needed to pivot.
Yeah.
And then they opened it up to people just uploading videos of any kind. And then obviously it took off, and then Google bought them for billions of dollars later. But I say that to say, you're likely going to be wrong. So how do you handle going, nobody believes in videos to date?
Mm.
I was wrong. That's okay.
Now I need to pivot.
Let's pivot and try something else.
Yeah.
And so dealing with being wrong, humility, learning to listen to people and what they want, and then be able to fill that need, handling rejection, building teams. Those are, to me, some of the skills that I want them to be mindful of so that they don't blindside them through the journey.
Yeah.
And so that depression doesn't hit or that they feel like they're a failure. It's like, no, this is just part of the...
They're not the wall of that stuff.
Yeah, this is part of the journey.
It is. It absolutely is. All right, well, part of our journey right now, we got to take a break. So I'm talking to Gregory Neesmith. He's back. He's been on the show before, but, came to join us for a more in-depth discussion. You've clearly heard a lot of what he does, but founder of Underdog Stuff. And let's just plug it in case some folks want to check you out, like right now. Maybe they want to go to social or something. We'll do it at the end, too. But
yeah, if they want to go to underdogstuff.com or go to underdogstuff, one word, on Instagram.
Okay. All right. So we're going to take this break. When we come back on the other side for a final segment, we'll wrap this conversation up. But join us. 215-634-8065. Again, 215-634-8065. You can also call in toll free, 866-361-0900. Again, 866-361-0900. Question of the day, in case you missed it. What's the brokest you've ever been? I'm talking money. The brokest you've ever been. The struggle is real, okay? It gets real out here, but that doesn't mean that it is everlasting. So curious to know, what's the brokest you've ever been? How'd you navigate that? How'd you overcome? What was that breakthrough that you got that really allowed you to kind of get back to, solid ground, shall we say? All right. So make sure you chime in. You're in the lounge on WURD Radio 96.1 FM 900 AM. I'm your host, Sincerely Sarita, and we'll be back after these messages.
The Lounge with Sincerely Sarita.
Sincerely Sarita.
Right now
on Word Radio.
Amazing. 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 Amazing.
You're back in the lounge on WURD Radio 96.1 FM 900 AM. That was Anthony Hamilton with Best of Me. And behind the scenes, we're talking about whether or not you should be dating if you're broke. Should you be dating if you're broke? That's what we've been chatting about. And Gregory, I gotta say, he took it. I like where you took it at. You said you should date differently. This is so random, y'all. We didn't.
Related to wealth.
It is.
I mean, part of building your wealth is also about discipline and not spending more than you have.
Right.
And so you can still get to know somebody by going to Rita's and going for a walk.
Yeah.
Cooking dinner for folks. I mean, there's different ways you can date differently and not have to. It'd be so expensive.
I think the other part is building the friendship. I don't know. For me, that's always been really important for me with anyone that I even considered dating. It was like, no, I need to build a friendship with them first before I'm even, you know, verbalizing that we're dating or that it's a thing.
And sometimes stuff happens in our life where it's to have us focus on other things. So the answer might be just not to date at all.
Focus on yourself sometimes. Focus on you. Focus on your money. Get yourself together.
Sometimes it's not about the money. The money just manifests some other things that are going on. So it's just a sign that says, I am not able to take care of myself in the way that I want. So let me go figure some other things out because it's not about the money.
You better preach that and come through with this Monday word. Listen. That's Gregory Neesmith, y'all. So we got to get ready to get out of here. But I don't know. I wanted to kind of just create some open space for anything that you wanted to make sure we touched on before we got out of here.
I would say I always struggle sometimes talking about wealth because I don't want it to be the focus or the only thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think wealth is going to save us. I don't think black capitalism is the answer to the world.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's part of the puzzle.
Mm.
Because wealth to me is more about I can give more to my loved ones. I'm trading less of my time for money so I can spend more time with my loved ones. I have more to give. I start to see money in different ways, right? I remember growing up, like, money is the root of all evil.
Yeah.
Start to unlearn some of those things, because that guy who gave that money to the Morehouse students who were graduating, that money didn't seem evil to me. Right? The wealth allows us to also be more generous.
Yeah.
And there's different studies about people who are wealthier live longer, so there's some health stuff attached to it.
Yeah.
So for me, that's why I always talk about investing in our well-being and our wealth. It's bigger than wealth. But wealth just happens to be another way to manifest how we potentially get to care for ourselves and each other.
Yeah. And I'm glad you spoke to, like, those really digging into the root issues or, like, how you view money. Because I can definitely say over the course of, for sure, my 20s was when I really started to think about, like, what did I really believe about money as I was, like, you know, when I was a kid and as I was growing up, like, how did I view money? And it was definitely, like, root of evilish, but also it seemed like there was this trade-off with the folks I knew who were pretty, you know, doing pretty well for themselves, where they had the money but they wouldn't necessarily give time or affection or attention or, you know, that kind of stuff. And so I always felt like it had to be, you couldn't have both, it was either or.
Yes. And I want us to believe in both, which is why I'm so adamant when I say underdogs rediscovering their special stuff by investing in their well-being and their wealth.
Yeah.
And to me, if we go with the analogy that wealth is a tool, well, I want as many tools in my toolbox as possible so I can build more things.
Right. Yeah. And that was a really important, and still, I'm still unpacking that, right? I'm still... and I'm thankful for where life has me at right now, because it's forcing me to dig deeper and, like, okay, how do I think and feel about money and relationships that involve money? Like, it's a really, y'all, I'm growing. I'm just saying that. I'm growing. But anywho, appreciate the work that you're doing, whether it's with Underdog Stuff or Bridges to Wealth. You said you're at Robeson School?
Yeah, so Bridges to Wealth is at several schools in the city, like Bartram, Boys Latin, Paul Robinson, Dobbins. And one of the schools that I'll spend a lot of my time at will be at Robinson. But also, because of the youth incubator and some of the students actually come to campus, I'll be working with students from some of all of those different schools.
So dope.
And I'll be looking to reach them potentially, hopefully, through the airwaves on top of that. And the shout out I do want to say is the only barrier to some of their programs is people's willingness to want to be a part of them. There's no cost. So the seminars for adults, it's like a two-part seminar to learn about investing, and then they can become part of a wealth community and be with people every month actually investing as little as a dollar, because they remove the barrier of cost. They remove the barrier of how, because there's some people to support you with it. So to me, I'm like, yeah, let me make sure people know that there's some other options out there. So bridgestowealth.org is a way they can find out more about that stuff. And then the way to find out about some of the stuff I'm doing, which is in relation to that and stuff beyond that, is gregorynesmith.com or underdogstuff.com, and sign up for my mail list and all that stuff, because I'm at home.
Yeah.
And I ain't leaving, so we got some stuff to do.
Ah, I love it. Welcome home.
Yeah, it's good to be home.
You've been listening to Word Radio On Demand. Listen live to Word Radio, 96.1 FM and 900 AM WURD. Streaming live at wordradio.com.